This Saturday, Peoria is working with the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration to hold a drug take-back event. Ramona Sanchez from the DEA says the organization started promoting them 5 years ago.
Studies have shown recently that there's high rates of these prescription drug abuse in the U.S. This initiative addresses these type of efforts to try to get rid of those prescription painkillers that would otherwise languish.
Sanchez says the DEA has collected 40,000 pounds of pharmaceutical drugs from Valley City so far. Hal Wand of the Arizona State Board of Pharmacy says that the take-back days are helpful, but the reason drugs don't get thrown away properly is because pharmacies are not allowed to take them back.
The DEA started taking them back, and then they burn them after they get them back. But they can only take them back through law enforcement, not through a pharmacy. And until that law is changed, where it's a one-way thing from a pharmacy, DEA is probably going to have to continue the take-back days.
Sanchez says the DEA is reviewing that rule and could allow pharmacies to take back and destroy drugs returned by the public. Andrew Romanoff, KJZZ News, Phoenix.